It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Thursday, November 1st. I'm Jay Gabler.
And this is Jade. And I'm curious if a rock band ever put on a show at your school. Keep that answer in mind. We'll be talking about it later.
And I will be talking about the just-released lineup for the biggest televised music event of the year, at least as far as I'm concerned. But first, here are a few of today's music headlines. Aretha Franklin's house in Detroit is up for sale.
Oh, well, I hope somebody, whoever buys it, ends up doing kind of like a Paisley Park with it and turns it into a sanctuary for Aretha Franklin fans. That would be a cool idea. People who are in the market for a home.
Yeah, and it's available at the relatively bargain price of $800,000, which, you know, for a really nice home that has a big piece of music history attached, not bad. But so this is actually a house in the suburbs of Detroit. She also had a downtown Detroit apartment where she was actually living at the time of her death. This house is a 4,148 square foot colonial with amenities including 5 bedrooms and 7 bathrooms, which is a good ratio.
Yes.
A lot of decks and access to the gated community's pool and tennis courts, Billboard notes.
Well, there you go. So if you want to go in on it, please let Jay and I know, and we can all start our own Aretha Franklin sanctuary.
And play doubles.
If you want to
Last night in Los Angeles, there was a tribute to Mac Miller with stars including Chance the Rapper, SZA, Vince Staples, Thundercat, Travis Scott, many more, playing what was actually a benefit for a newly launched fund in Mac Miller's name. The fund supports youth arts and other programs in Pittsburgh. The whole thing was live streamed, and it ended with footage of Mac Miller performing a previously unreleased song. There's a new live video for Neil Young performing Ohio, the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young song, and the video has imagery calling for gun control. Neil Young and Daryl Hannah released the new video, and in a statement, Neil Young wrote, "Today's students are brave, demanding change in violent times. We stand with them. They are us. We are them. This has been going on for too long. My wife, Daryl, and I put this video together for you to reflect on."
It began as an ordinary school day when gunfire erupted this afternoon.
Those who could ran, hiding in classrooms.
And yes, if you're following, that mention of my wife, Daryl, is also...
Yeah, that answers kind of some of our questions because that was sort of gossip there for a while. Did they or did they not get married? So officially commenting on the marriage. And how great, I mean... Neil Young has never been somebody who is shy about his politics or what things he felt passionate about. But it's so great that there are so many folk musicians who are still interested in kind of having their say in what's happening culturally.
So, of course, there are a lot of headlines across the internet. Neil Young confirms marriage to Daryl Hannah. I'm sure he was thinking, okay, but that really wasn't what I was trying to get across with this statement.
I want to start off this segment by saying happy birthday to Anthony Kiedis. Big birthday for him today. And how did he kind of celebrate his birthday? Well, his drummer for Red Hot Chili Peppers, Chad Smith, tweeted out, "Who rocks out at 9:30 a.m. at my kid's school? We do." Yeah, so Chad Smith, in fact, the entire Red Hot Chili Peppers crew, put on this kind of impromptu rock show at Viewpoint School in Calabasas, California. That's where Chad's kids go to school. And, of course, it's Halloween, so the band was all dressed up for this Halloween assembly for the entire school. And singer Anthony Kiedis was wearing this kind of, like, school uniform and half of a mask. Flea was wearing a skeleton bodysuit with his pink hair, and he was doing these very skeletal dance moves that just sort of went perfectly with his costume. And Chad Smith was wearing this Guy Fawkes mask and kind of a papal outfit. And for a moment, I was really nervous that the kids in the audience didn't really understand what was happening because it was kind of quiet in the video. And then they started the first strains of Can't Stop. And all all of a sudden, then everybody was cheering. And I was like, oh, okay, they get it. They understand what's happening. But there was something kind of strange about seeing these guys who I grew up listening to and thinking were so cool and so hip, and seeing them in this gym. You know, they're kind of rocking out, but it was just like dads rocking out at their kids' gymnasium.
If your dad was a rock star and you were in school, would you want his band to come play at your, like, Halloween assembly? Or would you be like, you know what, Dad, the school band is going to do something. We're really fine.
Yeah. Are you embarrassed or do you think it's cool? I think Chad Smith's kids thought it was cool because it seemed like everyone was really appreciative of it. And it came out just a few weeks ago that Red Hot Chili Peppers are heading back into the studio for a follow-up to their album, The Getaway, that came out in 2016.
Okay, I've been waiting for this. This, to me, is a more exciting live music event on TV than the Super Bowl and the Grammys combined.
I am,
of course, talking about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Live from New York City, NBC presents Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Of course, that's your favorite, Jay. Okay, tell me more. Who's playing? I didn't even know this was like a thing where people played.
I've always thought it's kind of underbooked because it seems like a pretty big televised event. I'm sure millions of people watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on Thanksgiving morning as all these floats and the huge balloons roll through Manhattan. And there are always music performers on the floats, but they always get kind of weirdly small names.
Or like whoever won The Voice most recently or something like that.
It's like a combination of people who you have no idea who they are and people who you had no idea they were still alive. And they're all like, you know, they have to like get dressed up in their like Thanksgiving gear. They've all got the scarves.
Yeah.
You've got the mittens. You've got some like crazy little like anthropomorphic like food stuffs like dancing all around you. And you don't actually sing. Maybe I'm starting to like explain to myself why they don't get big stars to do this usually. Because it's a little awkward. They're like trying to like lip sync with their music as it's being played. And they never quite have it nailed.
Well, and you're on a moving vehicle in front of crowds that are like looking up at the giant floating whatever cartoon character is hot right now. But you seem excited about this. So who's performing?
So this year, actually, they got some pretty big names. This year, we're going to have John Legend, Ella May, Bare Naked Ladies, hopefully not literally bare naked, Pentatonix, Martina McBride, Rita Ora, Sugarland, Leona Lewis, reggaeton singer Bad Bunny, country singer Kane Brown, Allie Brooke of Fifth Harmony, and stage star Anika Noni Rose. Not bad. Plus, the biggest name who's going to hit the parade this year, Diana Ross.
Wow.
She's going to be on a float with family members, including Tracy Ellis Ross, her daughter who stars in Black-ish. And she apparently is going to sing a song from her new Christmas album. I was kind of hoping it would be I'm Coming Out and she could like go just before Santa at the end of the parade. But no, I guess she'll sing a Christmas song, which, okay, fine. Here's actually a track from that new Christmas album. It's a cover of the John Lennon Yoko Ono song, Happy Christmas, War is Over. For today's viral video, we have a new song and video from Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah, and she's kind of dressed like Gwyneth Paltrow's character in The Royal Tenenbaums. I don't know if she was going for that. It's sort of like a mix between that and Cher from Clueless, but a very cool kind of like throwback look for her.
She kind of has her hair clipped back. She's got this short little sweater in her tidy whiteies, socks, and jumping around and dancing on a bed because she is having a party for one.
Party for one, if you don't care about me.
Getting over some kind of breakup. She's alone in a hotel room, hitting the mini fridge, watching some TV, making love to herself as she sings in the song. And the video also features other people in other rooms in the hotel, kind of exercising their own forms of self-care, ordering room service, getting in the bathtub, you know, doing whatever they need to do to get over whatever heartbreak they've experienced. And then there's a power outage. Plot twist. It brings them all together, weirdly still in their underwear, I guess, because that's what happens when the power goes out at your hotel.
Jay, have you never been alone at a hotel when the power goes out? Obviously, everyone's just hanging out in their underwear. No big deal.
Okay, now I know for next time. So in the video, they all go down to the lobby, and then when the power comes back on, the hotel serves a round of drinks, and the party just continues. Now a party for one, for many. That's today's music news. You can see that video and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Luke Taylor. Over at thecurrent.org/musicnews, you can subscribe to our newsletter. Get music news in your inbox every darn day. We'll be back tomorrow with more headlines and a roundup of this week's new releases.